lucky we bought the map.
Got it.
Billions are in there.
Yeah.
Hi, John.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. This is the regularly scheduled meeting of the Programs and Services Committee, November 18th, 2009. This is Vice Chairman Friedman. I will be presiding tonight. Also joining me is President Baker and Alderman Hess Mahan. And so we do not yet have a quorum, but we will start our business as we can. And the first item for this evening is 37909, Lisa DeFelice, reappointed as a member of the Newton Child Care Commission for a term to expire January 1st, 2012.
Mr. Chairman, may I make a suggestion? We've got three of those.
Yeah. Okay.
Whether you want to move them as a or discuss
on block.
We have the resumes.
We have the resumes attached on all three of them. Yep.
These are reappointments.
These are all reappointments to the Child Care Commission.
We're grateful for them for doing this.
Well, I have no problem with moving them as a cluster, but let's just give an opportunity. So 37909, 38009, 38109. The three names are Lisa DeFelice, Vanessa Allen, and Barbara Sullivan, all being reappointed to the new Child Care Commission, and they would all be coterminous January 1st, 2012. All were joined by Alderman St. Gilbert. We are now a quorum as well. There.
I move the reappointment.
So motion. Is there any discussion on the
reappointments?
In the absence of any discussion, is there a vote? All those in favor? We've got Alderman Baker, Hess Mahan, and Friedman opposed. That's all right. Okay. And one abstention, Sangiolo, on those three items. And then you are right in time, Alderman, for the appointment of Amy Sangiolo. Item 38209, Amy Sangiolo, appointed as a member of the Newton Urban Tree Commission to expire December 1st, 2012.
Okay.
And I couldn't help but notice that there was not a resume attached on this applicant.
Well, this is an original appointment. We have her in the
process. I have to be on the committee anyway, so I figured I'd be here.
There you go.
So. What would you like, Mr. Chair?
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about your interest in being a member of the Urban Tree Commission?
Many years ago, and it seems almost ages, maybe in 1999, I worked with Alderman LaBeouf and Alderman Parker on the tree preservation ordinance. Since then, I've been following the Urban Tree Commission, attending some of their meetings. They're on Friday mornings at an ungodly hour of 7:45 a.m. We've talked about doing a city tree ordinance, and I've been helping them with that. I don't know. We've always had an aldermanic representative. We had Susan Basham for many years, and we also had Polly Bryson for many years. Since their absence from the board, we haven't had anyone to serve as sort of a liaison to the board in terms of what the needs are for the Urban Tree Commission. So when I was asked if I was interested, I said sure. It has taken a while before the mayor has appointed. So.
Is the mayor
appointed? I'd be happy to move the appointment.
The motion. Any questions? Alderman has my hand. Do you wish to cross-examine the?
Yeah, I have absolutely no desire. Sure.
All right. Then all in favor of Amy Sangiolo as the Tree Commission. So it's 3-0. Baker, Friedman, Hess Mahan, and I assume you'll recuse yourself on this vote. So with one recusal. Great. Thank you. All right, 36209, Alderman Johnson, on behalf of the Green Decade Coalition, requesting the designation of March 2010. As alternative to pesticides months, and I believe that how many years now has this been voted?
Oh, we've done it for
13, 14. Before I was born in the Green Decade.
Is that right?
13.
I think
it's 13.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You
want to come up and speak? That'd be great.
Hi, I'm Margaret Ford. Welcome. I'm here representing the Green Decade. I think I know kind of everybody else at the table.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you. I think they've been doing it for about 13 or 14 years. And I don't know what all you would like to know about it or
if anything.
Well,
I don't have, I'm not as eloquent as Alderman St. John was.
Well, what questions does anybody have? I have some, but I'll wait on the committee. I have two questions. One is there anything different about this year than there has been in years past?
Other than that we might have a couple more events than we usually do, no.
Okay, and the second thing I was going to say, in addition to the designation, what actual activities are planned?
They have a speaker that comes in this year. It'll be on March 15th, and it's someone that speaks on this particular aspect of the environment. They have a display that goes in over at the library. Last year we also instituted a, with the Angino Farm and the Newton's Now Civic Pride and Newton Community Service Center as part of the Newton Unplugged and Connected Month, we did an activity with all three of those for children called the Spring in My Backyard Workshop. And so we had about 1,000 little kids over there digging, playing with worms, and planting seedlings, and making bird feeders out of pine cones, and generally organic things. So that's where we're planning to do again this year. And there may be something else, but we may also have an additional speaker, but we're still trying to secure that one. So
great.
That's what we do.
Thank you. Question.
And we're kind to ladybugs.
My golly, why is it every fall I find thousands of these ladybugs in the sash in my window?
Once they're there, they stay.
They do? Okay. It's just amazing.
You're lucky to have ladybugs. I have wasps.
Well, yeah, we have those too. That's on the other side of the house. Yeah. No, I think this is great that you do this and it really raises awareness. I mean, in the Garden City here, surrounded by people who use gardeners and landscapers and are pretty liberal with their use of pesticides and convinced most of our neighbors. You don't see yellow flies in my neighborhood anymore.
Good.
You still see the leaf blowers, but that's for another day.
Yeah, we're working on that. Well, I have to give credit to Ellie Goldberg and Maeve Ward for working with you all and you all working with the Green Decade to have this as an annual event. So thank you very much.
Actually, I do have a question.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the IPM committee?
Yes.
How are they doing with the field?
I don't know. I haven't been part of it. Ed Cunningham has been our representative to that for the last two or three years. But I heard they've kind of dissolved or gone dormant or something. So that's the last I heard on it.
Okay.
But I don't know if that's still the case or not because our liaison to it moved away for a year and now he's back. But I'm not really sure what their status is. I know that Doug Dixon was heading it up.
Right, he was.
I know that the mayor had wanted to get funding for it. I don't remember what he asked for it last year.
I don't know. That's the last I heard of it.
Okay. Thank you.
But we'd like to have it there.
Any other questions? Is there a motion?
Move approved.
All those in favor? That's 4-0. One present. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Do we have anybody to represent the election?
Well, Craig Mansell was invited. He told me that he was coming.
Maybe didn't expect us to get here so quickly. So,
why don't we...
No, Davidson, Vermont.
I'll be right back in this one.
Can you do this one? Okay. So let's skip ahead to item 365-09. Clerk of the Board requesting the Board of Aldermen amend Article 5, Sections 1 and 2 of the Rules of the Board to include an option of electronic distribution of meeting notices and materials in addition to delivery by mail or messenger.
Okay, what David would like to do is just add the option to distribute the packets via email. So right now it just says notices and agendas and so forth will be delivered by mail or messenger. They just like to add as another option that it could be delivered electronically, so anybody who wants to can opt out of the other if they want to.
In lieu of, right?
In lieu
so
of.
That's,
but it can, you can have both, you can have one, you can have, it doesn't, it's not going to take out the option of receiving it.
What are we dealing with?
Electronic distribution of notice to the board.
David would just like to add it as an option.
I have a question. I just probably wanted to comment. I mean, all of my materials now I get offline.
Yeah, everything's there.
Honest to God, this weighs 6 pounds. It is lighter than my pack at many times. It takes up a lot less space. I've enjoyed the fact that the packet, Friday packet, is now on the first page of the Almanac website. I've been pushing David to do this for quite some time, so I'm glad he finally took the initiative on it, because it's not just a waste of paper, but honest to God, I was going through literally a stack 4 feet tall in my house of all the stuff that has just, not even the past year, so the last 6 months, from board packets and other things that I get sent that are all online, that are all in PDF, that are all fairly portable, that I can either save and save to my memory stick or whatever, but a lot more convenient to handle than a big bulky package. The only other thing I wish that we could do is get all the land use stuff online too, because that actually is what really ends up breaking my spine.
Yeah, it's hard plans. To scan those plans. It's
yeah. No, I understand that. Yeah, but one of the things that I had always wanted a requirement that all land use petitions had, especially for applications, had to have digital.
Come here. No, I'm going to sit here, and I'm going to tell you why. And this is something that should be on the record. Those chairs suck. The sitting thing that makes people sit in those awful chairs.
Let the record reflect, for those of you who didn't recognize the voice, that Alderman Randall has joined us.
In spirit, anyway. I have to tell you, I mean, we had prisoners that did this, that redid these chairs.
You don't know. You don't know how much trouble I went through to get these done.
All right.
If this is adopted by the board, David will send out a notice, and people can opt in, opt out, let him know. And
so Karen, we'll need to just draft some specific language for this.
It will just say...
just whatever. Or
Bill, why don't you compromise and give yourself a blue chair and sit at the table.
Blue chair, too. All right, I'll do it.
All right, so
what... Because right now it just says... such notice of regular and adjourned meetings may be sent by mail or delivered by messenger, and we'll just add, or, you know, via email or electronic distribution. That's very simple.
Okay.
It's just the rules, it's not an ordinance.
I'll be the first to opt into it. Not that I don't love seeing the police auxiliary show up at my door every Friday night with the lights going. And for the first 3 years that I was on the board, people were pretty sure I had either a domestic violence or a drinking problem, but anyway.
Yeah.
And now they know.
All right, I'm going to close the door.
Amy?
For the longest time, Ted and I were hoping that we could get to this point, and I think it's great. But we were also told that it was almost like a nightmare if we opted out, because it was easy to do 24. So now it's okay.
It's okay.
Right. Just for the record, I'm still not as electronically astute as my colleague. Never mind.
I've seen you with a laptop in chambers walking around. You connect before I could.
Well, this is, I'm a tyro here, you know.
Let me just ask a process question. Not that I expect that this is likely, but I can imagine a scenario where there's perhaps a special meeting called, electronic notice goes out, and somebody's email server is down, it lands in a spam filter, something funny happens. Any thoughts or provisions on how to deal with that, or have other either governmental or even business contractual language dealt with that?
Well, one of the things that's about to happen is in July 1st, the open meeting law changes. And we're going to have a briefing about it after the first of the year from the, at least I've talked to the law department about doing it. The tricky problem is that electronic communications really aren't covered by the open meeting and the conventional. They are going to be covered. And so one of the things that I think we're going to have to deal with, which is a long-winded way of getting around to answering your question, is that I think we've got to find some way of dealing with the problem of some people who are using this as a communication device, and then all the people that don't. I mean, Carlton, for example, I don't think has much access to email, does he?
No.
And so we don't want to lose that. So I think that there's probably going to be need to be at least some verification by, you send somebody an email, and then if they're, or if they a receipt, a request or something? Can't you do that? I mean, I don't know the technology.
It's very easy. In fact, Linda Finucane uses it now for all the land use communications. When you answer it, window pops up and says, you know, can you give us a receipt that you've read it? And so she gets that return email.
Oh, okay. Good, because I'm more than certain about that.
My concern would be this, that, you know, Alderman Hesmahan and Sangiolo sign up for this, okay? But I don't. So I get, you know, a special delivery of the auxiliary saying, oh, it's going to be a special meeting, you know, night after tomorrow, and they don't. Now, again, this is a little bit far-fetched because it's not real likely that you wouldn't hear about it somehow, but it can happen, especially thinking about in the middle of winter, some weather, people have vacation time, something funny happens. Otherwise, that you would have been, you know, noticed. I suppose if you had been hand-delivered to your address, that wouldn't have been any better if you were away on vacation either.
Well, that's what a lot's actually changed so that all elected officials are going to have a chip in their neck that will be activated.
Thank you for sharing that.
They've already piled into that with the word all the You're awesome. Doctor visit.
Physical.
Alderman Brandel, did you have something positive to say?
This will be the first time I've spoken tonight. Is that you can use a telephone. If there's an important meeting that goes out, by protocol, whether it's emailed or hand-delivered, you can call everybody to say and make sure that you've made contact. And I think it should be required of every alderman to have a voicemail that they essentially are going to be responsible for. So that if there's a phone call left in that voicemail, if they don't get it, that's on them not to have received it. So.
And I think...
I'm not sure I understand. Why wouldn't somebody get a notice if it was sent via email?
Because it just doesn't get through. You know, email goes down. You know, if the packet gets dropped on my porch, it gets dropped on my porch. But email goes out from time to time, whether you've got the city email server or you've got whatever else forwarding service it goes through. That's my only concern. I don't see it as a big possibility. I'm just sort of thinking of what would be the consequences if there were, again, an emergency or special meeting that perhaps a subset of people basically end up not getting noticed because it all happened to be on a particular provider who was down for a few hours when that email went out.
Okay.
For example, so all those emails that Linda sent out for a site visit, mm-hmm. they're on the other side of town at 7 in the morning, never got them.
That's why you went there.
I would have been.
Well, I think anything extra that came in late or whatever, we would send out to everybody through the auxiliary. And otherwise, if you know that you're receiving an electronic packet and your email is down and you don't get it, you can just give us
I'm more worried about that. I mean, if on Friday afternoon you get no packet, you realize something's wrong. But it doesn't appear to be much of a concern to most folks here. So
no, I mean, for the most part, it's been pretty reliable. And the fact is that it will be available on the website. I would hope that would be backup. I check the website regularly, just about once a day, and if it was like a banner across the top that said special meeting, blah, 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 I think that's a way to handle it.
I'd like that a lot. That's incumbent on
aldermen who are, you know, take the electronic option to just keep current, which is what I have to do in my business anyway. So.
Yeah.
I actually did have a serious question, though, is, you know, we also get a lot of correspondence. Some of it's junk mail, some of it's newsletters and things like that that are bulky. I can pick them up.
Well, your regular mail that's in your mailbox, you'll still get that via the messenger.
Okay, so that's not going to save gas for that trip, huh?
Mm-hmm. Unless you wanted to come and pick it up.
Right, you can opt out of having it delivered because I've
not had it. Okay, we can talk about that offline, but I just think it saves gas when I'm here anyway.
Yep.
Not that I don't love seeing Jess Silverman. It's a thrill every time he comes by. But
people that come in with all those little flyers for you and all that, that's still just your regular mail.
Because I do want to make sure I get this, because some come from constituents that invite you to do block party or whatever, you know, and you want to make sure that you're responsive to that.
Right.
I wanted to take responsibility for it.
But as far as all the packet stuff goes, it's 5-ish on a Friday. It's all right on the website. You click on the folder, you can see everything.
Great. All right, is there a motion?
Move approval.
Any further discussion? All those in favor? Okay, 5-0. Karen voted yes, too, for the record.
A few left envelopes to stack.
All right. So no word from the Election Commission. So let's move ahead to 25809. Clerk of the Board requesting that Article 2, Section 2A1(1), procedures regarding parking, regarding board action on traffic and parking petitions, and Article 5, Section 3, procedures for referral and reporting of traffic and parking petitions, the rules of the board be amended to reflect the procedures as outlined in Ordinance C-12, passed December 7, 2007.
Right. You'll see a memo from David Olson explaining the changes, which is basically just bringing the rules in line with what has been adopted under the ordinance. So there are two sections that need a little amending. It's pretty much a housekeeping item. Chapter 19 of the city ordinances were amended to approve traffic-related items to the Traffic Council. So it took out an invalid section now. Just putting things in line with the rules for the city ordinance.
So the text here is proposed to be deleted.
I'd be glad to move it. I just think we ought to get the rules cleaned up before the new term. This is a separate question from the appeal of the Traffic Council. That's another item that I think we need to docket it.
And so Section 19-29 is now redundant. Is that the idea here?
That's right.
Any discussion on the item? Lyle's moved it. Further discussion? All those in favor of the amendments? 5-0.
Can we bring in the term to the one for the appeal?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just have my time to...
Yeah,
all right, 29208, parens 2, Programs and Services Committee requesting that his honor the mayor develop a written policy of standards and processes that could be uniformly followed by community groups for the use of the branch library buildings. There, who wants to be the executive on this?
Honor Brandon, would you like
a fresh and clean and warm cup?
Oh, yes.
Since you didn't bring your laptop.
I know.
I'm embarrassed to say I brought this.
What do you got, man?
It's a little laptop.
A little netbook?
Congratulations. Do you like it?
Yeah, actually. I got it on sale at Staples. It's the last gasp of Windows XP.
Right.
You don't have to buy Windows Vista. You can, you know.
Which good deal.
You don't buy Windows Vista. You endure.
I heard 7 was pretty good. 7 good?
According to the Apple app.
Walt Mossberg said it was a lot better. He did say that. It must be an improvement.
Did it go on August 2003? Did I try 2007? What? There's less features and there were more difficult things. Okay. Thank you. can I speak to this?
Go ahead, Bill.
This is the thing we were asking for. I don't know if you had a chance to read the thing. This wasn't exactly the format I was looking for, but I think what you are describing here is, in effect, the substance of the policy that we were looking for, which was to create some sort of universal language so that if anything were to happen going forward regarding the branch buildings, that there was some construct regarding the rules and operating constraints or opportunities so that the groups going into it would kind of know you can go here, you can't go there. I think essentially what this letter describes is the experience thus far in terms of the things that we've crossed over from the licensing standpoint as well as the
potential commercial use. I would like to see this built upon in some way going forward, and who knows if Mayor-elect Warren decides to go back to a branch system or what have you. I don't know if he plans on doing that. This might become moot. But anyways, it does address the basic questions I had in mind when we originally adopted this item. Any thoughts, Amy?
No.
So we move, no action necessary?
Do we know if they've worked out any arrangement with Ward 1, with no answer in the corner?
I'm not sure.
That's fine. As long as I guess we'll hear about it. It's not what they're doing over there.
I don't think much is happening in Warren, in Nevada, which is
well,
still
some
a group in there. But
there's a group in Nevada and Meridian Corner, and the Y wants the other one.
Hmm. Yeah. Didn't the Y back out?
I don't know if the Y backed out.
I thought it. Okay. Either way, this is the policy. Whether they're abiding by it or not in Ward 1.
So what's your motion?
I think it would be no action necessary, correct?
Because we've now got an adopted.
Right.
Okay. Any further discussion on the motion? All those in favor? NAN? 5-0. Okay, thank you. The next item, 267-06, parens 3, Alderman Parker, Berg, Linsky, Fishman, Hesmahan, Vance, Harney, Johnson, and Danberg, proposing home rule legislation authorizing the City of Newton to apply the ordinance proposed in item 267-06-2 to assets held by the City's retirement system.
Alderman Parker had recommended NAN and pulled the other docketers and didn't have any objection from any of them.
So moved.
All those in favor? 5-0. Okay.
This is Alderman Parker who wants to come in for this next one.
Okay, thank you.
And if you wanted to go to the last one, Alderman Yates asked that that be referred, 8207.
To be referred? Okay, then I will do that. All right.
Move it.
I'll say, let me just say welcome. We have two of our Aldermen left here, and just...
You
picked
an exciting night in program.
It's been wild. Hey, they were there for land use last night. 5 minutes of excitement jam-packed inside of 6 hours. He was there for a shorter period than me. They showed up with me at 6:30. Actually, they were headed.
I guess the 5 minutes of midnight.
Oh, you missed the best part of the meeting.
Yeah, what the best part of
the meeting? Oh, when the TV crew showed up?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When what? What happened?
They brought up the TV crews, and you know how we act when that happens.
The TV crew showed up in
he's
middle?
He's kidding.
Sorry.
Okay, the next item is 82-07. Alderman Yates, requesting the City of Newton take all possible steps to persuade the general court to allow cities and towns to tax all telecommunications facilities in the city, which would yield at least $1.6 million per year for Newton. Apparently, the docketer has asked this to be referred to the new board. Ted? Moves it?
You wanted to refer it.
Yeah.
Okay. Move referral. Any discussion on that? All those in favor? 5-0 to refer it to the new board. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and announce this item. We do not have our election commissioner here, but, let's see. The special election...
Well, we've got to do it. Should we just
do it? We've got to do it. We need it for December. Yeah. So 387-09, in honor of the mayor, requesting to appropriate and expend $129,800 from budget reserve for the costs related to the special state elections in December and January. And I know Craig's not here, but this one is of time sensitivity.
Yeah, my budget's attached.
We do have it in the packet here.
The only thing usually that we do is this, if there's any issues, Craig usually will flag them for us. I assume he must not have anything.
He must not have anything. I don't know if he forgot or, he passed in the hallway.
Now, I guess my question if he were here, would this cover both elections, or is this just for the one?
Okay, it's the both elections, this, yeah.
That amount covers both elections?
Yeah, you'll see there's a little budget attached that shows $2 at about $64.9 for each one.
Too small a number?
$64.9
for each election. The primary in 09 was $64.9, the state election.
I just have stuck in the back of my head $80,000 for the last special election, which is why I'm incredulous, and that was going to be my question to Craig tonight, was why is this less expensive than the preliminary that we had for school committee, which was for... I'm sorry, it was preliminary for the mayor and the school committee. Mm. But that was $80,000.
Yeah, I remember
$80,000. So I just think this is a simpler ballot. It's going to be, how many ballots are there going to be? The Republican ballot, the Democratic ballot. What else?
Yeah. I wonder if the state approves some of the costs.
Maybe.
We were talking about on special elections, we were talking about referendums.
Yeah.
And $80,000 came up, so maybe because of the...
If it's all right, I would propose that this could be moved anyway, because it needs to go to finance.
Yeah.
And the numbers can always be reviewed there. So there's no question that this is a service that is required. So
you can still put it on second call. And
we could do that as well. But this will, I presume this will be on finances agenda for...
Yes.
Okay, so is there a motion on the item? Ted, thank you. Any further discussion? All those in favor? 5-0. Okay. All right, and we did vote the referral on Alderman Yates' item by 5-0. Okay, so there's only one item left. This is Alderman Parker's item. And is he able
he's
to
very involved in
PS&T. He's down in the PS&T.
He was talking on it the door.
There's a... What is it? Ring Lardner, Jr. wrote for The New Yorker.
Yeah.
And I remember one of the famous quotations in that article. And he said, "Shut up," he explained.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well,
it's just a non sequitur, you know.
No, it was not a non sequitur at all, in fact. I'm sorry, Karen, was there a recommendation? Do you know if Alderman Parker had a recommendation on this item?
No, he said you could either wait till he could come and speak to it, or he could put it on second call.
Why don't we refer it to the new board? Because we're not going to do about an ordinance amendment.
It's not time.
Yeah, we can't. I mean, we were waiting for a report, and the report is still not done, so I think the problem is we've really got to refer it. I wouldn't any in it as courtesy to him, but I would certainly refer it.
I mean, I had shouted refer next to it when I showed it to him, and he said, "Well, it says refer." And I said, "Well, I was just wondering if it should be."
I'm sorry, what report are we waiting for on this?
Well, he was part of a subcommittee that was going to give a report. Rob Gifford was on it and several other people.
Yeah, so that was the OPEB, but I think this is... I think that's just post-retirement benefits. I think this is intended to address pre-retirement as well as post-retirement, I think.
I think you should really refer this to
me. But I think regardless it should be referred.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, but, so, Ted, I'll take that as a motion to refer. Any further discussion? All those in favor of referral? 5-0. Item 5207 is referred to the board. And with that, I believe we do not have any other... Is there any business to bring for this committee? Alderman Sangiolo, do I hear a motion?
Hold on.
You
will note on your agenda.
Uh-oh.
We have...
At the top, after discussion of the scheduled items, the chairman will review items that should be referred to the 2010-2011 board. What I did was, at the end of the discussed items, I put the things that were scheduled for our next and last meeting. And then after that, on page 4, we start with the following items are tentatively scheduled to be referred to the 2010-2011 board. So I think Marcy just wanted to make sure everybody was good with those items. I'm going to give you a revised section of that because one of the items was voted back into Prog and Serve at the board.
Okay.
So, got a big long explanation on it. Let's see. 27208 on page 6. The rules were suspended to allow Prog and Serve to pull the committee. And so now it's referred back to the board. instead of being approved.
On page 6 of this new document.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Yeah. It's just the one item.
So, Ken, procedurally, this is all basically informational then to members of the committee right now.
Yes.
We're not voting this, but just give everybody a heads up as to what we'll be discussing at our next and last meeting of the year.
Or are we voting to refer these tonight?
What I just passed out were all the things that were tentatively decided to be referred to the board, and I think Alderman Johnson wanted just to make sure that everybody was good with that decision. If you look back at the original agenda, I put on there, just for your reference, the items that we have scheduled for the December 9th meeting, just to sort of keep things organized.
I think we, unless there's a, do you have a sense that she'd be comfortable with doing this tonight?
She asked that it be done tonight.
Okay, because
yeah.
I think if we put this on and wait until the next meeting, this is
the full board.
You can imagine the board meeting that night just is going to be till 10 o'clock just reading the docket items.
Okay. So, she asked it.
Actually, would you mind if I move to NAN 2 and 1 items?
Oh. I would be delighted. Which ones are they? 261-08 and 259-08. All right, so let me just...
So what I'll do is I'll put those on the agenda for the next meeting, and we can NAN them.
We can NAN them tonight.
You can now, even though they weren't
on the...
They weren't on the docket to be discussed.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
So let's put the...
No.
Okay, so the... So we'll move those to be put on the,
December 9th
agenda, 261-08 and 259-08, with the recommendation of NAN from the docketer. Thank you, Amy.
And I hate to say it, but I think 264-03, Prince 3, Alderman Johnson and I are, I think that should probably be NAN.
What page is that on?
That's on page 8. Let's see if she wants to...
264-03.
Yeah.
Grant Street.
We'll put it back on the agenda.
So we'll put it on the agenda for next week.
What about 346-99?
Where's that?
That's the last item.
That's like a fine red wine.
It's only been on 10 minutes.
It's about ready, isn't it? Do I
need to vote it out? Or to just NAN it?
To NAN it? I mean, because we've got all the other stuff going on with dogs.
Sure, it's turned to vinegar. I don't know. Yeah, there's so many people who still bring their dogs to the playground.
I was dropping my daughter off this morning on my way to work, and there were not one but two people with their dogs off leash out on Holland Sports Complex.
Call the cops. Okay, they're in violation of an existing ordinance.
Oh, yeah, no, I know, but I wasn't about to make a citizen's arrest. It's not really,
Okay. All right, do you want to leave it on? Leave it as is for now, Amy, if you have preference.
I took two other ones on.
That's very good.
I think actually you should group that with the other dog ones. Yes, there is a group of items called dog ones.
It's been all about the dogs.
Dog folder.
On page 7, Alderman Hesmahan, do you want to keep your item there about changing the length of the terms of the Board of Aldermen?
I didn't get a chance to talk to Vern about this, but I think George had doctored something as well about expanding to 4. And I think it's at least, let's refer it to the next board. Nobody wants to take it up with me.
Okay. And how about the Newton North High School bonding, Amy and Bill, on page 7, number 20708? Is that now moot?
You can still do it.
You can still put it up so that you can pay for it.
Correct, but... unlikely there's going to be an override in the next year. This building will be done. We can leave it there, but...
Well, no, but you can do the debt exclusion anytime.
Right.
Actually, it's easier when you finally know what the price is.
Yeah, and or people are feeling good about it.
But it requires an override.
Of course, correct. 16 votes out of the board.
Right.
The issue is, I mean, it's the board needs to determine whether, with, in conjunction with the administration, whether that may be an option to help alleviate.
I'd be fair just leaving it there.
Okay. All right, so then we've got several items there identified. Karen, thank you for tracking those. And we don't need to vote on any of this. This is just planning for where we're
going. Well, no, but we need to vote all the referrals, don't we?
No, they were already voted, weren't they?
No.
No.
These are proposed referrals.
Actually, can we vote the referrals because they were not on this on the agenda to be discussed? Can we still vote them?
Yeah, I think you can.
Referrals, I don't think there's no action. I mean, you're just sending it to the board. So it's not a disposition. It's really...
I actually thought we'd prefer it, but that's fine. Maybe we didn't.
I think some individual items have been referred during meetings, but I don't...
Well, I move referral of the whole shebang, except for the ones that were not.
I think that's fine.
Okay. There's a motion. All those in favor of the referral? Great.
The whole Megillah.
All right, we're adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Epically Mr. Acting Chairman.
Leave the gorilla.
I was saying you could say it was a gorilla Megillah. You can't say it's a Megillah gorilla.
Did you get my phone?
Yeah, I'm thoroughly confused.
Okay.
So,
I'll tell you, one of the things about this job is you learn new language all the time.
I know the damn thing.
So I dig that thing. So yeah. I'm not, I'm